This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Adjuvants are discussed a lot in the springtime during planting season and the immediate time frame following emergence. But adjuvant technology can be a helpful tool for growers throughout the season. We will hear more from Mark Christensen of Helena next. With over 100 combined years of auction and real estate experience, the team at Merit Auctions is prepared to help you gain full exposure to the market and achieve maximum return on your assets. Specializing in live auctions, timed online-only auctions, and virtual online auctions, Merit Auctions gives you options to fit your goals. With offices in Iowa and Indiana and the ability to travel nationwide, the team at Merit Auctions is ready to handle all aspects of your sale. Visit meritauctions.com today to learn more. Mark Christensen is a product manager with Helena and says that, simply put, adjuvants can improve product efficacy.
The adjuvants are, you know, they're anything that will help the product perform better, and especially as we get from this point forward, and we have a complete crop canopy, and we think about diseases. Let's say when we're going to apply a fungicide, those diseases tend to start in the lower leaves and work their way up. In a corn crop, we definitely want to protect the ear leaf, but we've got canopy above that that we need to penetrate to get the fungicide to that ear leaf. So adjuvants, we have one called Sidewinder that we use that is a combination of an MSO as well as a surfactant, and that can be used to help with deposition and through the crop canopy to a target.
He adds that adjuvants are versatile and can assist farmers throughout the growing season.
Adjuvants are critical. They're critical for those pesticide applications, whether it be a herbicide or a fungicide. But we also see the same type of help if we have an adjuvant in a nutritional pass. And again, if we can combine our pesticide pass with nutrition, that's just a more efficient way to do both of those things for the grower.
Christensen is based in Atlantic and says that recent rainfall has set the table for more disease pressure than might have been expected.
So I do believe that we're set up to have some disease pressure, both in corn as well as in soybeans. A lot of those diseases tend to infect early, and we don't see they don't manifest in the plant that we can notice until later.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.